Father, we ask God that your spirit might continue to move in our hearts, move in our midst. Lord God, bring forth your healing, your recovery, your restoration. Lord, let that voice of Elijah, that Elijah spirit, be raised up, God, to judge this matter in the name of Jesus Christ. I will bless you. Have the will of God in Jesus' name of prayer.
Amen. We're very sorry that we have to stretch you. Amen. Amen. So are you ready for the stretching? You know, sometimes when we go out, you go to Sierra Leone and all those places. After 5 hours, you say amen, they are still sitting down.
Amen.
It's a good that they say we are still there for you. So we hope you can be like them. Hungry like them. Amen.
Amen.
So are you ready? Amen. Well, let's sing this song. You know, the brother has already prayed, so we'll just sing this song as a, just a little bit of jara for you. To just relax a bit there. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the song says, in the name of Jesus, send the light.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
How many people want the light?
Yes,
sir. You know, anytime people are afraid of the light, you want the light, but when the light starts coming, it's not running away. Amen.
Amen.
So I say, God, send the light.
Send the light, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light. Oh Lord Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light. Between life and death for us is going to be life.
Amen.
I know for you, you dwell in a place where there are people who say they know the light. You know, I gave somebody a check. He went to the bank. They returned the check. I have money in the bank. What is the problem? So they brought the check. When I looked at it, they said non-new bank check. You know what that means? Non-new bank check. Many of us are using non-new bank check. That is why we are falling from one temptation to the other, one strife to the other, one darkness to the other, and we're never rising. You know, like the brother was saying, there's a pressure on us because we're using non-new bank check. They have changed the checkbook, but we're still using the old check. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people who call themselves Illuminati. There are the people that determine the financial policies that govern you. They determine the clothes you wear. They determine the phones you use.
That's right.
Very soon, when you come out from your room and enter you come into your sitting room, the television will come up. The television will just come up and start talking. We're still using non-new bank check. That is, you open the door and enter your sitting room, the TV comes on and starts, and even call your name. Say, Sam, hold on, and starts talking. But we are still using non-new bank check. Hallelujah. So they say they are the Illuminati. They are the illuminated ones. Now, what are we? We are the ones in darkness. Hallelujah!
Amen.
But, you know, that is the devil telling a lie.
Yeah.
And the reason is, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And where there is no vision, the people perish. So the question is, what vision are you following? What apostolic vision are you following? You say, in my church, our apostolic vision, you share, I share. Praise God. Is that not our vision? Brother, it's not our vision. The brother finished sharing. Now I am sharing. Yeah, you go out and you say, what's the name of your church? Say, our church doesn't have name. What kind of church is that? Say, in our church, you share, I share. But that pastor. And after 2-3 months, you get tired. You start going around in circles. You can build a school or you can do something. Say, brother, this is not working. Let's try and find something that's working. Amen. Because there is no vision. And somebody has to make sure that there is no vision. Amen. You know, we don't really have much time, but God will help us.
Amen.
Within the constraint of the time, to look at this apostolic vision. You know, the brother talked about Brother Lucien, that he came, I think, first to you, isn't it also? Okay. So, okay, you brought him, no problem. They say it's not the person that calls police that wins the case. When there's a problem, you run to police, grab the police. No problem. It doesn't mean you win the case, though.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we must do this one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, the devil was so sure that he has everything all figured out. Everything. I mean, and when you look at it, you will, in fact, sometimes I want to clap for the devil, but God is wiser.
Yeah.
Because he was so sure. He had everything under control. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's look at one scripture. 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 31:8. And he said, it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. What did they do? Now, the preaching people have gone to sit down. Now we are not preaching again. Now we are doing study. Say amen now.
Amen.
The people who are preaching, they are finished. Now we have gone to another side of the coin. Now we are doing study.
Okay.
Amen. So get ready. Look into your Bible. So what did they do? And they did what? Verse 9. Read it now. And they did what? They cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent into the land of Philistines round about to publish it. Did you read that? What has idol got to do with the head of Saul? Why didn't they take it to their schools or to their market? Brother, they cut off the man's head. Where would they take it to? To the house of their idols. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The most holy place is a prison house. You know, you will say, Brother, see, came and preached tabernacle for you. The message you will receive head knowledge. But thank God, God is bringing heart knowledge.
Amen.
We need the heart knowledge.
Amen.
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 The most holy place is a prison house. The devil also has his own prison house. Amen.
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 In every temple, there was a prison house. It's called a dungeon. Or use another word, treasure house. If I open this curtain now, there is something inside that place.
Yes.
What is inside that place?
Treasure.
When you open this door here now, what do you find inside? Why are those things not here? Why are those things not here? They are inside that place. That's why God is taking you into a prison house.
Amen.
So when you get there, you cannot come out again. Don't you understand?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But first of all, you have to be taken from a prison house to another prison house.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. I'm trying to jump because we don't have time. Okay, let's go back and read. So they cut off his head and stripped off. He said they went to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. So I don't have too much time to go into those meanings. But let's go to 1 Chronicles 10. 1 Chronicles 10:11. And when all... Okay, let's read from verse 9. And when they had stripped him, they took his hand and his armor and set into the land of the Philistines. By the way, the Philistines speak of the flesh. Amen. Are we agreed on that? The Philistines speak of... So the word of God comes at different levels. And you know, for a long time, we have been using non-Nuban check. You know what is non-Nuban check? We have been dwelling on the physical of the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now we need to go to the Nuban check. Do you know what that is? You need to go into the realm of the Spirit. Because the devil is fighting you in the Spirit. How many people had a dream in the night? This last night, you had a dream. What were you doing in the dream? Have you thought of it? In the next 6 hours, what's the time now? 2 o'clock. Let's say in the next 10 hours, you gotta lie down on one thing they call bed. Eh? You gotta lie down on something called bed. Then what will happen? He saw that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, he starts sleeping. Then while you are sleeping, you see yourself riding a motor car. Or you see yourself in different places. What is happening to you? Now, what is happening to you when you are sleeping is not important. That is what the devil. Huh? It's the devil. The Christianity is only when you come here on Sunday. After I wave your hand. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. When you are sleeping, what is happening to you? Can the devil speak to you when you are sleeping? Is your mind sleeping when you are sleeping? Really? Your mind is not sleeping. Is God? Does God sleep?
No.
Does your mind sleep?
No way.
Hallelujah. Church, wake up. There's one song that says, Tete Nunora. That is, wake up.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, why men slept? Somebody is so intense. Somebody is projecting something. When you see yourself eating in the dream, you know what it means? It means that brother, you are in trouble that day. Or if something comes to jam your car in the dream. Is God saying something to you? Okay, let's put it the other way. One man slept. The angel woke and said, my friend, in the morning, in 2 hours' time, you are in Egypt. Because if you don't, this child is dead. Was it God?
Of course.
Was it God?
Yes.
And that's why you are in this room today, because of that dream. Do you understand?
Yes.
But the church will have switched off. Hallelujah. And that's why we are not overcoming. Because there is a part of the word of God we have locked up and thrown away. So it's not in the Bible. Amen. But the Philistines, they know it's in the Bible. So when they kill Saul, they cut off his head. Carry the head. I'm not even talking about that. I'm concerned about the head. They took the head where? Into their house. Of where? Not in the market, though. Why would they take it to the house of their idol? That's the answer to the question. By the way, there are many souls in this room. Huh? You know, Saul is very, very far. He died many years ago. But Saul is inside this room. And where is the head of that Saul that is in this room? Don't you know where we are going to? Where is your head? Sorry, I don't want to abuse you. You know you are a very good brother. You are my brother. Okay, where is my head? Okay, not you people now. Where is my head? That's what you are saying now. Where is my head? Hallelujah. When you are sleeping, are you conscious of what is happening to you? So what is it called? What do you call it? Okay. Subconscious. It's English language. But the truth is that your mind doesn't sleep. Hallelujah. It's active. It's functioning. It is in fellowship. That is the tabernacle. That tabernacle, brother, the secret to teach you, is what we are talking about now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and the devil is so sure that you will never touch it, that we will never touch it, so he can continue to do what he wants to do. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read it. Say the men of Jabesh Gilead, they say, no, how can Saul's head and body be lost in Philistine? What did they do? They went to recover it. And when all Jabesh Gilead heard that the Philistines had what they had done to Saul, said they arose all the valiant men and took away what? The body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. How about the head? Read the next verse. Read the one before, verse 10. Say, and they put his armor in the house of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. You know what is Dagon? What is the name of the spirit in your village? What's it called? Is it Epe? What is the name of this? Dagon is my water spirit. So leave Dagon alone. They took his head and fastened, you know, said they fastened it in the temple of their God. Hallelujah. So they couldn't recover his head, but they recovered his body. Hallelujah. It's not enough to be born again, it must be properly born again. This salvation must be a proper salvation. And the Bible says we are not of them that draw back, but unto those that press onward to the saving of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
That is the apostolic vision. Don't you understand?
Yes, sir.
That is the apostolic vision. The soul must be saved. Because where is the soul? Where is the soul? Yeah, answer me now. Where is the soul now? Where is the soul? The brother has been telling you about Jezebel's spirit, telling you about rebellion, telling you about, you know, wife fighting with husband, brother, all the things that is happening, that are happening in the church. You trace it to the soul, to the condition of the soul, to the situation of the soul. Amen. Let's read that scripture. In Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Verse 13 and 31. It says, therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, I won't even touch this one. By the way, the loins speak of the mind. The very high dimension of the mind. The mind has three dimensions. There is the conscious mind. There is the unconscious realm of the mind. Then you have the highest dimension of the unconscious realm, that is the loins of the mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God says he desires truth in the inward part. It is in the loins that sons are brought forth. You want to be a son, your loins must be delivered. The first dressing of priesthood is linen breeches. So with it you will cover his nakedness, to stretch from his waist to his knee. And that is why the devil is overcoming us. That is where he's. He's saying, how many of us talk about hold on? Hodom is talking about the loins. Amen.
Amen.
And the loins, there is a natural loin, that is the physical aspect of it. But the real aspect of the loins speak of the reins of the soul. I said that Abraham paid tithe to who? And that Levi was where? Can't you read English? Hallelujah. And the church said, no. Our Supreme Commission is evangelism. Our supreme condition is prosperity. Brother, there's no problem. Go and preach all the crusades you want. If you don't deal with the loins, you have not started.
That's right.
And that's why God called us end time people to come out. That we might begin to deal with the aspects of the soul. But we as a people, we have rebelled. We say, no, it's too high for us. This is not for us. Rather, we choose money. Rather, we choose Pentecost. Organize. Rather, let us talk the one we know. And why we were doing that? We have even lost even that which God has given, even the little we had. And we will see. We have even lost. The problem of the end time church is consecration. That is the second station in the tabernacle. Isn't that so? But let me prophesy to you. We have even lost that consecration. We are struggling for the first one, brazen altar, being born again. That's where many of us are now. Struggling to just keep abreast. We're not even discussing consecration. Because we have lost our commission. I know I'm talking round and round, our land. Amen. He says we are not of them. Let's read that place. Yes. But he has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. What is the soul doing in hell? What is the soul doing in hell? Is that true? Is that a true gospel? Is that true? Can the soul go to hell? What is the soul doing in hell? What is the soul doing in hell? The Bible uses the word, it says from the bondage, that he has delivered us from the bondage, from the house of Egypt. Is it not so? So when we were in Egypt, we were in bondage. Is it not so? Alright, so let's look at the board. When we were in Egypt, we were in bondage. So where is Egypt? Is this Egypt? Okay, so that's Egypt, is it not so?
Yes.
Anything outside the tabernacle is what? Egypt. Is that correct? Answer me now.
Yes.
Answer, the faster you answer, the faster we can finish so you can go and eat. Oh. The faster we can go and eat.
That's right.
I only have a few times, so do quick so that we can go and eat. Okay, so look at the board. So this is Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
So let me draw a line. How else can we describe Egypt?
The world.
Okay, world. Okay? But there's a scripture that says that the whole world lies in what?
Wickedness.
In wickedness and what? That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, you don't know your Bible. That the whole world lies in wickedness. And that one says that the whole world lies in what? Darkness. Is it not so? So this is darkness also. We are studying the tabernacle, but we are going through the back door. Okay. So you see Egypt, it is the world and it is darkness. There are two kingdoms in the world, is it not so? What are the kingdoms? Darkness and what? Light. What is this? What's the color of this? What's the color of the fence? Huh? What was the color of the fence of the tabernacle?
White.
Is that not true? Good. So, what does the white speak of?
Light.
Good. Okay, righteousness. But it's righteousness, but something more particularly. It speaks of the light. So you can see the two kingdoms. Everything outside the tabernacle is what? Darkness. And within the tabernacle is what? The kingdom of light. So this kingdom of light is in the midst of what? Darkness. Okay? So it says he has delivered us from darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.
Amen.
Okay? Now, but the Bible says the soul is in hell. What? Wait now. Oh, no, we have not reached there yet. The soul is in hell. Amen. So, I want to do something though. Don't be annoyed. So, this kingdom of darkness is the kingdom of, it's also a realm of hell. Is that correct? We should answer now.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So the world, Uyo, is hell. That's what people are saying, you know. There's hell in Uyo. There's also heaven in Uyo, is it not so? We should say yes now.
Yes.
Oh, you don't agree with that one?
Yes.
So right where we are now, there's both hell and hell. It's depending on the realm in which you are walking. Okay, I mean, everybody bring out your cell phone. Bring your cell phone now. There's no problem. I'm not taking it. Just bring it out. If you put the cell phone on now and you start calling, is my own phone, my own call going to interfere with your own call? Even if we are on MTN, you call your own, I call my own. Like you share, I share. Isn't that so? Hell and heaven in Uyo do not mix. They do not intercept. They don't jam. Don't you understand? They don't jam. Because it is energy. It is level. It is dimension. It is realm. Hallelujah. So somebody says, when I die, I go to heaven. How can a man in heaven go to heaven? When I die, you know, so when you die, you go to heaven. How can a man who is in heaven go to heaven? Rather, you go from one level of heaven to another dimension of heaven. So you also, you go from one level of hell to another dimension of... You are the one preaching it, though. Amen.
Amen.
So hell speaks of dimensions. What is the last hell? It's called the lake of fire. Do you know so?
Yeah.
Revelation 20 says the end, he said this is the second death of which there's no coming out. The devil, there's no place where the Bible tells us the devil will be brought out from the lake of fire. Although the Catholic Church is preaching that. And that is where the ultimate reconciliation doctrine came from. It is a carryover from the Catholic doctrine. Alright? Of a second purgatory or second chance. anything that's telling you that after this period, God will give you another chance, by whatever permutation, is still the same corruption. Don't you understand?
Yes,
so here is hell. So I will usually say that the soul of man has been fallen. So this is the soul. And the soul of every man in darkness is going where? It's going to the lake of fire. That's what is happening to every child born into this world.
Yeah.
It's on the way to the lake of fire. Is that correct? Is that correct? Amen. By the way, that is where I am going to, or I may go to, if I do not take time. But you know, your soul is falling. But something happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what they call the gate. This is the gate of the tabernacle. So my soul was going to hell. I was on the way to hell until one man called Jesus came to me. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody sleeping, wake the person up by the side. You can't sleep because very soon I'll come by you and shout. And then you wake up. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, the sleep has gone away.
Amen.
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 Amen. The soul is on the journey. Amen. And the soul enters the kingdom of heaven. It comes into a realm of hell, of heaven. And it sees a kingdom. That kingdom, you call it holy place and most holy place. This is the kingdom. This is the reception of the kingdom. So for the reception, you see the kingdom. For the reception, you cannot enter the kingdom. But many of us, when we go to the reception, we say, in fact, we are now the kingdom itself. Amen.
Amen.
It is one thing to see the kingdom. It is a different story to enter. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us are in the kingdom? I don't know about you, but I know where I am. Me, I never enter. I'm struggling to enter. I am striving to enter. I pray God will give us grace. By the time we explain it, nobody will tell you that you have not entered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, this is the liver. Huh? The baptism of the Holy Ghost, where is it?
Oh, yes.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost, where is it?
Reception.
Okay. So when you see baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have entered, isn't it also? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the tabernacle is the journey of the soul. It's the journey of your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul is being taken from darkness and it must enter the prison house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
But also when it is here, it is in the prison house of the devil. So we are going from prison house to prison house. Do you know the scripture? Romans chapter 6. Who can read it? Read verse 19, 20, 21. So I start reading from 18. Remember, this is not Brother Isaac shouting, hallelujah. This one is Bible study. Bring your Bible, I open and check. and write it down so that you can go and check. Don't believe anything I'm telling you. On you and God settle. I have business with God. God said this weekend come to you. After this one I have gone. The problem is not your own problem. Amen. So who's reading for us? First Romans 6 here, my dear sister. Go on, Romans chapter 6. Verse 9, read 18. No, read verse 17.
But God be thanked that ye were the servant of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh.
Okay, read verse 13 and 16.
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, as your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace.
I think we understand English.
Yes.
Huh? It's either you are in one or the other. So when you were the servant of sin, who was serving sin? When they took the head of Saul to the house of Dagon, what was he doing there? Eh? He became a servant. I'll give you an example. There's a man called Samson. Do you know him? I think you know Samson. Hallelujah. The Samson is the end time church. Samson speaks of the emotion. Those are the things, the pictures that God has used Samson to teach us. Samson is the picture of the soul of man. And it also speaks of a church, the end time church. Where was Samson? He went from one harlot house to the other. He went from one passion to the other. He went from one nation's club to the other. One Manchester United match to the other. It's passions. Passions. Baal worship has one name, passion. And the soul has to buy passion. The soul used to be fed by the garden of God. But when it was cast out, the soul is outside here. The life of God is inside. It must have life. So it must buy. It must buy from the man that is selling passion. Don't you understand who is selling passion?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. There are so many things. I just hope that the Spirit of God is speaking to you. I can't meet up with what God is saying. Do you understand? My daughter said, when you wear dark clothes in midnight, when it is dark and you wear dark clothes, do you stand out?
No.
But when you wear dark clothes, when it is light, you stand out. Or when you wear bright clothes in darkness, you stand out. If you are going to function, for the soul to function in darkness, the number one thing it had to do was, first of all, to change its nature to that of darkness. And for you to function as a priest in the most holy place, there is only one condition. You must change your clothes and wear garment of light. Priestly garment. So the journey of the soul is the journey of the changing of the nature of the soul. When you say soul, mind, the nature of my mind. First of all, my mind must be recovered from the dungeon, from the prison house. And then it must begin to go through the process of change. So, he said, I will take away the old covenant that I may bring in the new. What was the problem of the old covenant? The old covenant could not address the major problem. The major problem was that the nature of man has changed into darkness. And the old covenant could not, in fact, it only made the man become more guilty. The things I wanted to do, I can't do. He said, I find another law in my members. That is that law I'm interested in. All of us here. Yeah? If they put 1 million naira here, it may not be a problem. But if I come in here and I don't greet you, there'll be a problem. If I wake up in the morning and I don't greet my wife, there'll be a problem. Say, this brother, the way he's trying to see today, I don't know what I have done. No. Then she will start suggesting, what have I done to my honey? Amen. But if you leave the money there, nobody will touch it. There is another law working in our members. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, I will now bring another law. I will do something to address the nature. Say, I will put my law where?
In water.
Amen. Now, the reason for the New Testament is to change the nature, hallelujah,
amen,
of the inward man.
Amen.
It must be changed. Yeah, I'll give you an example. When they took Daniel, I'm jumping. Well, I hope you can. I don't have any choice. I have to jump. I look at it, so you can ask questions and then we can join it up. Yeah, they took Daniel. Daniel is an example of the soul. He was captured. You know the story.
Yeah.
Nebuchadnezzar. By the way, Nebuchadnezzar means Nebo, protect the crown. It was a name that was dedicated to the idols. No, we're not even talking about that. So Nebuchadnezzar came and carried all the princes, all the kings, all the nobles, all the strong men. Whom did they leave behind? The weak, the lame, the women, and feeble were the ones they left. They carried those ones. Where did they carry them to? Babylon. To the house of their God. In fact, when you read Daniel 1, it says, so the treasure house of their God. Baal has treasure house. Even Pharaoh had a dungeon. And there were slaves in the dungeon of Pharaoh. Don't you understand? But one day came. Say, at midnight. The servant. Eh? The slave that was in dungeon of Pharaoh was set free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you understand Bible, you must be excited now, because this is the time when those in the dungeons are being delivered. I know there's something you call the setting scene. The setting scene is a dungeon. I am serving a prison sentence. I know I am serving a prison sentence. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Every day say that God, that brother is serving a prison. Deliver him from the prison sentence. Where is the prison? The body is a prison. You don't know your body is a prison. Oh my God. It's a grave. Maximum security. No movement. Say, in this body we groan, desiring to be unclothed. Did you read this in your Bible? If he is desiring to be unclothed, the man is in prison. The soul of man has been imprisoned in the body. Hallelujah. The body is the body of the soul, and the soul is the body or the covering of the spirit. Can't you understand? Hallelujah. To every seed, God gives it a covering. Hallelujah. So we're looking at Daniel in the prison house. And they were going to take Daniel to meet the king. Guess what happened? He said, Daniel, oh yeah, let's go. He said, no. He took him. And they began to feed him. With what? Guess what they were giving him? The king's meat. Let me tell you where the king's meat is. What you call the table of shewbread is the king's meat. Yeah? When you come here, I say that you make a border of crown and another border of crown and you have horns. Okay, no, so there are no horns here. But there are rings. That soul is being prepared for marriage. Don't you understand? Say amen now.
Amen.
Your soul is being prepared for, it's a love song. Hallelujah. But Daniel said, no, I cannot use the king's meat. I will not use king's meat. So Daniel was being given king's meat and wine. Of course, there's wine here. Huh? So I've been given wine. And the Bible says, after a certain period of time, they brought him to examine Daniel. What were they looking for? They were looking for change. Don't you understand? They are looking for change. The seven trumpets. By the way, the seven trumpets is what you hear at the table of shewbread. The seven trumpets is not Bible study. Let us study righteousness. You come and sit down. It is a trumpet that is sounding in the spirit. And it has one message: change. The soul must be changed before it can move to meet the king. Say, I will meet you between the wings of the cherubim. That's the marriage point. So this is the marriage chamber. This is the marriage chamber. So he said, at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. This is not grammar. It is experience. Are you going to the bridegroom? Are you entering into that chamber? Are you being changed? Daniel had to be changed. There's another one. Her name is Esther. Is it not so?
Yes.
Esther is an example of a wise virgin. She just woke up one morning and said, oh yeah, I'm going to see the king. Is that how you go? But many of us here want to go without preparation. Hallelujah. The holy place is the place of preparation. This is the place of marriage. This is the place of judgment. The soul is a priest of Baal, serving a sentence in the world. When it comes into this place, it must be judged for being a priest of darkness. So that's why everything here is bright. Is it not so? I'm telling you what you know. Amen.
Amen.
Everything in the outer court is brass. Judgment. For the activities of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, if you stop at brass, you have not gone anywhere. You must come to a place where there is gold. The life of God. The things of God. And gold has to be purified, isn't it not so?
Amen.
The more pressure, the more pure it becomes.
Amen.
Amen. So the soul is on a journey. from one prison house to another prison house. Amen. And Daniel had to go through the experience. Esther had to go through the experience. And who told you that you will not go through the experience? It's only end time people that have already arrived. In fact, they say we are now the sons of God. Hallelujah. Me and Jesus will speak face to face every morning. Hallelujah. And one of the things that has happened to us is that our consecration, we have lost our base. You see, this lever, see, you put it on a base. It speaks of the strength of our consecration. And the brother was talking about it. You know, that spirit of Jezebel has eroded the strength of our consecration. So, we're just going from one doctrine to the other, one experience to the other, one failure to the other, because the strength of our consecration has been taken away. Amen.
Amen.
Solomon built, he said he brought 12 oxen. Ox speaks of strength. So he carried the sea. Amen. God needs to restore our consecration.
Amen.
And not just restore it, must give it a base.
Oh, yes.
Must bring strength to it.
Amen.
The consecration must be strengthened. Do you need any priesthood that is not consecrated? The next time I go to your village, go to the house of the man there. What do you call him? He says, Obong, come and eat bread. Obong should come and eat bread. Anyway, you want to say it. Or when you play football, say, Obong, let's go and play football. But anytime people can do anything. Have you seen Obong wearing trousers to do incantation? No way. Anytime you are free, you can wear any dress. But you are a priest. Our own priesthood is a priesthood of harlotry. We can do anything. Go anywhere, marry anybody, talk anything, do any kind of business. No consecration. Hallelujah. So the solution is almost go back to our consecration. That is the beginning point. By the way, when you say consecration, it just, pardon me, I know I'm jumping around. But you see, the consecration means to separate the earth from the heavens. On the second day, he says, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters to separate the waters from above from the waters beneath. Consecration is to restore the soul into the heavens. That is what consecration is. I take it again. Consecration means to restore you from the heavenlies of darkness back into the heavenlies of light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Consecration means to bring you back into the realm of the spirit. By the way, every soul is always in the realm of the spirit. It depends on which spirit that is you are submitting to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you say soul, you are talking about the heavens and the earth. When you talk about soul, the brother talked about it. God breathed into Adam, is it not so?
Yes.
So that breath speaks of the realm of heaven that came into man. Hallelujah. That realm of heaven that came into man married the earth. They came together. And they married the earth, a new creation that is heaven and earth came forth, called their mind. So the mind has a heavenly part and has an earthly part also. My emotion has a heavenly part and also has an earthly part. My desire has a heavenly part and also has an earthly part. My will has a heavenly part and also has But it is so that the church, we as a people, we have only been concerned with the natural, carnal dimensions of the soul. And we have locked the door, say, God, we're not interested in the what are called the unconscious dimensions of the soul. And we have taken that key and given it to the devil. Say, devil, Bahama, take. It's yours. Satan, take the whole world and give me Jesus. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. I am going to heaven. Take everything and go. Oh Jesus, only me and you. That is the song of a harlot woman, of a prodigal son that has sold everything the father had. Hallelujah. The God is raising the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is raising the people. Hallelujah. The Bible says, what man knoweth the things of the spirit except the spirit of man that is in him? I say, what man knoweth the things of God except what? The spirit of God. Hallelujah. But we have received the spirit of God that we may what? Know the things that have been freely given to us by the spirit. Hallelujah. The mind of man is in marriage with the spirit. The mind of man is the closest part to the realms of the spirit. And that's why all those people are running around the road. When they see you, they look down on you. Because you don't know. They say they are the Illuminati. Hallelujah. The true sons of God are coming. You know, when the true sons of God come, all the pretenders begin to run away. Hallelujah. The game has changed. Do you understand? I'm just going around now to tell you that the game has changed. The days of our servitude is over. There was a man called Nebuchadnezzar. He was sentenced. So you will serve a prison sentence with the wild beast.
Yeah.
Do you know who are the wild beasts? Huh? You know, in the soul, there are four wild beasts. Lion is there. How many people know that they have a lion inside them?
Yeah.
You know you have a lion. In the next 2 hours, when you and your wife go home, there is half and soup. One meat is bigger than the other. That's when you know you have a lion inside you. This is not too much grammar, it's practical. You go home, then when you bring half a soup, one is bigger than the other. That's when you know that there's a lion inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this man was given a prison sentence. Say, go and dwell with the beast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But after 7 years, rather, after 7 seasons, you know, we are getting close to the end of the season.
Yes.
We are now in the 6th season. Or they say it's almost closed. The 7th season is coming when the man will come back to his senses. Don't you understand?
Yes.
And the man is going to go back to his estate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am going back to my estate.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The man went back to his estate. He said his kingdom was restored, his authority, his dominion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the story of man, the heavens and the earth. They are all within you. Hallelujah. But the church has been operating as though there is nothing like the realms of the heaven is within us. So we operate carnally. But somebody is responsible. You have to say that the God of this world has done what?
Blind.
If it was, sorry, not you, I don't know how I would say it. Assuming you knew the devil and you are his advisor, what would you tell him? The first thing he has to do is to blind the eyes. By the way, Samson, that's what they did to Samson, isn't it? They got Samson. The first thing they did was to remove his eyes, put him inside the prison. And he began to serve as a priest of Baal. Hallelujah. But that's not all the story. The story is that after some time, the hair began to grow back. How many people know that the hair is growing back? Is your hair growing back? The hair speaks of the connection to the realms of the heaven. Hallelujah. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is to reintroduce us into the realm of the Spirit. In fact, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the third station. It's the third station of the tabernacle. Three. The Bible says on the third day, he said, let all the waters under the earth gather to one side. Hallelujah. The story didn't stop there. He said, there is seed in the earth. What did Job say about seed in the earth? He said that when you put a seed in the earth, even though it doesn't have water for however long, that when he hears the scent of water, I'm hearing the scent of water. I don't know if you understand. When the waters of the Holy Ghost start coming, the waters are to water the earth. And he says, the seed will bring forth after its kind. And the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. The question is, what seed do you have? You gotta check and measure it is the right seed. Hallelujah. And if you look at this lampstand, everything you find there is garden. Flowers. Isn't it so? You know? Leaves. Hallelujah. It speaks of the fruitfulness of the Spirit. That man is beginning to come back. He's the first fruit. So this thing about the Pentecostal experience, all those things that you are, they're just first fruits of the real thing. Not the real thing, but just first fruits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what am I saying? I'm saying that the soul of man has been functioning in the realm of darkness, in the realm of hell, and that these realms of hell are here with us. In fact, the activities of your soul are what the Bible calls priesthood. The things you do is worship. It's not when you come here on Sunday or whatever day that is the worship. It is the things you do before you come that are worship. In fact, when you think of temple, think of your soul. This blockhouse is not the temple of God. I am the temple of the living God. And the first sermon Jesus preached, the first sermon he preached, he says, destroy this house, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. And the Bible says that he spoke of the temple of his body. The first sermon. So he began from beginning to tell them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is now in men. Hallelujah. So when you think of the tabernacle, you have to think of yourself. Don't just think, look at the picture and say, well, it's the picture of this, it's the picture. It is the journey of your soul. Instead of going to hell, it is being rerouted.
Amen.
You are rerouted. And you are brought into a new relationship.
Yeah.
You are brought into a new course. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you come into that course, this is the end of the journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must not draw back. Because when you draw back, where would you go to? To perdition. So we are not of them that draw back to perdition, but of those who press on.
Yes.
To the saving of the soul. The soul is saved when it is joined to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So for the soul to be joined to Christ, it must change and put on the nature of light. Hallelujah. The head is light, the body must be light. Don't you understand?
Yes,
the two of them must be of the same quality, the same nature. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the head and the body have one common spirit. That spirit is called Christ. I don't know if you do you hear my English?
Yes.
The head and the body have one common
spirit.
And that spirit is Christ. Jesus is different from Christ. The spirit of Christ. Christ, who is the Son of God, came into a human body. And that human body called him Jesus. At another time, he came into another human body, manifested as Melchizedek. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. Another time, he came in Daniel. Anytime he wants, he comes. And he's even here now. Hallelujah. Don't you understand? So if the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Hallelujah. That spirit has come to quicken the body. Now the body, I'm still going. The body cannot change until the mind changes. I don't know if you are hearing me. Some people are sleeping. You can't sleep, oh. Amen. What's the time? Okay, 1:35. I'll finish in 10 minutes. Amen. The salvation of the body lies with the soul. Hear me very well, brethren. Practice it. That's what Isaac was telling you to practice. The state of your mind determines the state of your body. If your body, even in medicine, when you are happy, your body will be happy. When you are sad, your body will be sad. We call it psychosomatic. No, sorry, that's okay. Don't mind me. Okay, I didn't go there. Psycho just means psych. Suki, the Greek call it suki, means soul. By the way, there are three types of soul. We'll talk about it in the when we'll come back. We'll talk about the natures of the soul, the openings of the soul, the connections of the soul, the feeding of the soul, you need to know who you are. When you know who you are, the devil cannot run rings anymore around you. Hallelujah. You will know your weak point, you cover yourself. Hallelujah. Many of us do not know our weak point. Some say that a simple man cannot see evil coming, so he walks right in. But a wise man sees the evil. Now, let me say, wisdom is the principal spirit of the bride. Wisdom is the spirit you must have for you to marry Christ. Don't you understand?
Yes.
You cannot be sinful and marry Christ. Because wisdom is the spirit of the bride. It's the ornament. Yeah. When you are wearing your wife, did she just come out like that? She has to be well. To be well dressed,
yes.
To be desirable to the husband.
Right.
How will your soul be desirable to Christ when you just come out simple? Not properly ornamented.
No way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of us are just watching. I want to meet Jesus. Yeah, where is your wedding clothes now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said there was a woman, she was clothed with the sun. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. And with a crown of 12 stars. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a new story in the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said there is famine in Bethlehem. And he went to Moab. He was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And many of us in this room, God told me yesterday, I am in that journey. We are going from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Down.
Hallelujah. You need to stop that journey and turn back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say three times you will go to Jerusalem. At the feast of Passover, at the feast of Pentecost and Tabernacles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the seventh trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must go up to Zion.
Amen.
We must follow the tribes of the Lord to go up to Zion.
Amen.
So if you say you are one of those tribesmen, cannot be going to Jericho when others are going to Zion. Hallelujah. So where are you going to? Because when you go there, you'll be wounded. You meet some robbers and they wound you. Many of us are carrying wounds in our emotions. We are carrying sores in our emotions, and we spread that the root of bitterness in the fellowship. See, there's no love in the fellowship. There's no love. There's no love. May the Lord help us. There's no love.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. The Lord will help his people. Let's just pray for the church. We're not praying anything, though. You are carrying sores in your emotions. You have been wounded. But you need oil and wine. Don't you understand? They sell oil here and they sell wine here. Hallelujah. They sell oil and wine inside the, this is the inn. The holy place is the inn. Hallelujah. Where the healing of the soul must take place. So that the soul, you know, when you, see, when you come to the golden altar, say there are two rings. The two speaks of a witness that this soul has been healed, has been well clothed, has been well anointed for it to go in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So it's like even the pattern of the things in the heavenly, we are sanctified by blood. Don't you understand? When the man built a house, put wood, pour blood, pour oil, you say it's holy. Yeah. So how much more you? If the blood of Jesus comes on you, you must be holy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is, we are the real tabernacle. If the fake tabernacle, they allow that word, was made holy by blood of bulls and goats, how much more the real blood and the real temple?
Yes.
But it so happens that many of us, we are just walking like rascals. Permit my word. We don't know we are priests. We don't cleanse ourselves. We don't sanctify ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't. We're just walking anyhow, eating granite anyhow, eating half and soup anyhow. You must know you're a priest. You must behave like a priest.
Yes.
You must consecrate yourself like a priest.
Yes.
Jesus said, I consecrate myself because of you. Would you not consecrate yourself because of him? Don't you understand? He said, I sanctify myself because of you.
Yes.
He was invested now. You too sanctify yourself because of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are things that are legitimate to you which you will not do because of him. That's what is called consecration.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can watch every football match, but there are some I will not watch because of him.
That's
amen.
Right.
There are clothes I cannot wear because of him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There are homosexual trousers now. The brother was telling you, I don't know whether he told you very well. Any trouser that you see hugging, bringing out your muscles, is a homosexual trouser.
Body hug.
Body hug. Say yes now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the only thing you find in the market. That's the only thing you find in the market. The homosexual spirit is driving fashion.
That's true.
Hallelujah. And not there calling deception. We're just going along to follow them along. And God called you and me to be different.
Amen.
To say it is deception.
Yes.
To shout it is deception.
Deception.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will not wear it. We will not, our children will not wear it. Anybody around me will not wear it.
Amen.
Although now I've changed though. They say I should not concern myself with those around me. So I have repented. I'm only there alone. I can only just tell you. Before I say I won't wear, you too won't wear. Now I've changed. I say I will not wear. I hope you can watch me and not wear. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you can't say your oil. You have to go and buy it. Hallelujah. You have to go and buy the oil. So brethren, there is good news in the house. The story is that God has restored bread to Bethlehem. Look, the problem is not going to Moab. The problem is, are you willing to rise up from Moab and go home? Hallelujah. So if you find yourself in Moab, say, I will arise and I will go back to my father. The prodigal son must come home. And I'm one of those prodigal sons that are coming home.
Amen.
The son knows the way back home.
Yes.
You know what, brother? This is taught us. Eh?
Say,
so the son knows the way home. The servant doesn't know. Brethren, we need to go back. There is bread in the house. Hallelujah. And when you begin to see it, then your vision will be very clear.
Yes.
You cannot be singing the songs of Zion in a strange land. You know that it is time to go back to Zion. You know it's a time to rejoice. Say, let's go up to the house of the Lord. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
So I was just trying to introduce the tabernacle. I know it's a bit busy and all that. And hopefully when we come back, we will be able to take a more organized approach. And then we will look. Because we need to revisit our foundations again. The reason that many of us, our foundations have been destroyed. And the Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And besides, there are many who are born in Zion who don't have foundations. Talk of destroying it.
That's right. They don't have.
Hallelujah. So, we will try to deal with some of those. And when we had the youth camp in last August, that was what we were doing with the young people. And I'm telling you, there was a fire in that place. My God. It continued in December. You know? So there's a fire that's coming, brethren. And so we're going back to the foundations. We are going to strengthen it. We are going to say, God, and like the brother was saying, this one is not saying I'm elder, I'm this one. There's nothing like elder or this. Elder is a temporary arrangement. If I say one now, I hope I won't cause trouble. This thing that we are doing here, God doesn't know it. You see this thing that we are doing here? God doesn't know it. It's just a platform. Heaven life platform. And the other one, what's the role of this role? You call it the heaven platform. It is just for us to meet together so that they can have some order, so that the temple of God can be addressed.
That's
when we now leave it and we begin to make this one, the real temple, we have missed it though. And you know, once in a while, we all get distracted. It happens to everybody. You know, and we need to tell ourselves the truth. This thing they call ministry. The end time church is confused because we are doing something that is not in the Bible. There are only two covenants, the old and the new. If you are the temple, then what is this?
That's right.
The only other thing between you is the old temple in Jerusalem. I went there, it is leveled. The Muslims are there.
They are there.
You can never go there.
Yes.
Nobody can touch it. The day you do it, a third world war will start.
Right.
So, in fact, the man that went there, they used sorcery and knocked him out. He's still in coma.
Yes.
You don't know the man. Ariel Sharon is still in coma. He entered that place, they used sorcery and knocked him out. He's still there. So nobody will even try to go and touch that place. So God has effectively closed it. So there's a new house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are that house.
Yes.
So what you call New Testament ministry is, I haven't seen it in the Bible. The only thing I have seen is I say, let us gather together. So I give us that platform so that we can do what? Provoke one another unto love. Hallelujah. So it's not to say that we don't need this, but we need to have the right perspective.
That's right.
Of what we are doing. Because
yeah.
Someone says, no, because I come here, I'm born again. It's not coming here that makes you born again.
No.
Or because I'm in this church. I'm not like in this church. There's no church here.
That's right.
We are the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we gather together, it is the churches gathered together. The churches of God are gathered together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we are rising. We are rising.
Yeah.
And God is beginning to restore Zion.
Oh, yeah.
Restore his order. Restore life. Restore our bread and our water. Amen.
Amen.
And he's beginning to put a song of victory in our mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from Hodon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know my roots. I know the prison sentence. But my problem is not the prison sentence. My problem is to hear the sound of jubilee. Don't you understand? He said, when they blow that trumpet, you know it is time to go.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I'm not looking around where I am. I'm looking for, I said, God, I want to hear that sound. Because the sound changes.
Yes.
The word of God will, you say, convert the soul. The entrance of the word will bring light.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, so we need to begin to listen to the sound of the trumpet. And when you begin to be aware of what's happening in the realm of the spirit, then God will visit you in the night season. Hallelujah. They call it visions of the night. Or you visit you in the day season, they call it visions of the day. Hallelujah. You see, God needs to suspend the natural so that he can speak to you. Hallelujah. So we find that we are beginning to break those barriers. Amen. We are the saints who have gone. They need to. They are interested because they need this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you find out that the church is. That someone will say there are many guests in this room today. There are many. This is an August assembly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we cannot see them. We don't need to see them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we feel their fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when it is necessary, God will bring ministry. You know, so that weakness, the all those things that used to be there, God is beginning to turn it around. And when we know that bread is being restored, then we will, you know, to change our attitude. You know, all the things that Brother Isaac was saying, we need to go and repair the altar. We need to set certain things in order because it is different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's not what has happened. The problem is not what has happened. God said that they all slumbered and slept. That's not the problem. The problem is, are you willing to wake up?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you willing to wake up? Are you willing to do something about your condition? And I think that's what this weekend is about. We are being given an opportunity to wake up, to change and respond to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I think we will close. I've taken more than 10 minutes. I'm sure you are forgiving me for that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. Yes. Let me start with this. Give me.
Praise the Lord, brother. I'm not new to this cause that Brother Joshua put on the mind that will build Jericho. But granted that here, this mind that, you know, conceived to build Jericho is not here. He never had any way of knowing that the cause was put. And maybe that was the only opportunity that Jericho had to be revealed. And he decided to do so because it was in his position and discretion to do so. Would God not have faulted the cause that Dr. Joshua puts on the man that will build Jericho? That has always been a source of some worry to me.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Isaac will come and deal with it. Let me just, you know, maybe better has something on you. Okay. Let me just say this. You see, there are two types of causes. I'm interested in the real cause. This one you're looking at is just a temporary cause. And what it means, what is that type speaking? He's speaking of the fact that you have a particular kind of spirit encourages other kinds of spirit to begin to manifest. That's what he's trying to say. Okay? But the more important cause, the Bible says, cause is the ground for you, for your sake. God caused the ground, the earth, because of Adam. I don't know if you read Genesis chapter 3. Try and look at it. There is a curse there. That's the real curse. And the Bible says, curse is also the man that hangs on the tree. So the truth is that that curse of Adam has been removed in Christ. So I know you're bothered about this one, but for me it's even a temporary thing. So even if there is a curse in your family, I'm going beyond, I know you answer, but I'm going even beyond. That Bible said that from the foundation of the world there was a lamb slain.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't know if you understand. So even before the curse of Adam, God had already brought deliverance.
Yes. That is the truth.
I don't know if you understand the principle. Even before the curse of Adam, God himself had already brought a deliverance. So the deliverance of Christ was already running.
That's
even
right.
Before this other curse came.
That's right.
So which one is stronger? In law, the first law supersedes the second law. If two laws are running, the older one it takes more precedence than the new one.
That's right.
So which law has more power? The law of life in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
And then the law of sin and death. Which one has more power?
Amen.
You understand? So yeah, so there may be things in your family you are doing this and that, fine, like maybe you have done this, but if you stand as a priest and you are addressing the devil,
yes, sir,
then you must know your priestly right.
That's right.
And your priestly authority, that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than every other voice that is speaking.
Hallelujah.
And based on that, you can demand your deliverance.
That's right.
And the devil cannot say no, because you have good authority.
Yeah.
Amen. So that's just the principle. So although he was, what he's saying is a different thing. Well, let's allow, brother has something, so let him. Okay, yes.